Tell them, Sap. Let's go.
I've been through some storms. I've seen trying days. And I know what it is to think that things may never change. Even though I knew better, I couldn't pull myself together. Because my mind kept racing, focusing on all the things I was facing. But then I felt your touch in the moment when I needed love. You gave me something to believe in, and now I never wanna leave.
It's gonna be you and me together.
E-C.
You and me forever.
Hey.
Lord, I pray every day. Keep me in your love.
Oh.
It's gonna be you and me together. You and me forever.
Hey.
Lord, I pray every day. Keep me in your love.
You see, the devil tried to block me. And the devil tried to stop me, because I finally found out the way up is really going down.
Talk about it. Hey.
Down on my knees and pray, 'cause nothing can hurt me there. And though my facts are changing, now I see that the facts don't make me, because I have your touch. And at this moment, to believe in, and now I never want to leave.
It's gonna be you and me together.
Oh.
You and me forever.
Lord, I pray.
Lord, I pray.
Hey.
Every day.
Just
keep me in your love. It's gonna be you and me together.
Yes, it is.
You
it's gonna be you and me to the wheels fall off in the street. And no collard greens to eat, and mama still work from 3 to 3 to 3. We gon' make it, check the checker, chain the chain, check the check, the prayer to prayer, the EBT, the EBT, the E for free. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I want the good time with you, yeah. I want the good vibe with you, yeah. I want the cold nights with you, hold tight with you, know with you.
What salvation does, puts you and God together forever, as long as you desire to remain in His love. Pastor Donnie McClurkin, Pastor Marvin Sapp, and Israel Houghton. And so come as you are to receive this togetherness that God alone can provide.
Come as you are, and bring every burden. Come as you are, bring all your shame. Come as you are.
Tremendous thing about salvation, it changes us from the inside out, so we are never going to be the same. And I'd like to lead you in prayer this day if you would love to give Jesus Christ an opportunity to transform your life. That's what salvation is all about, the transformed, born again life. Born once in our natural birth, but born again through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. If you pray this prayer after me, repeat these words after me. And if you mean what the words are saying, God will bring His salvation gift alive within you. Won't you pray this prayer? Dear Father, I thank you for Jesus and His great sacrifice on the cross of Calvary in my behalf. If I was the only person in the world, you'd still come and die that awful death so that I might receive your forgiveness. And I thank you for the resurrection that makes it possible for me to access all that you've accomplished in my behalf. So I thank you for your forgiveness. I thank you for your great act of love. And I thank you for the resurrection that gives me the opportunity to live that transformed life, free from all the sins of the past, and have victory over whatever sin, temptation might attack me in the present. So I thank you for the glorious future that you have promised for those who place their faith and trust in you. And I receive Jesus Christ this day as my personal Savior and Lord. In His name I pray. Amen. If you pray that prayer, if you're in the simple, Lord, save me. If you mean it, God's done it. Or God will do it if you haven't done it yet. And when you do that, I want to know about it. You can't call me on the phone. The phone's not working. I'm sorry about that. But you can write to me at Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. That's Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. Or you can email me at Darnley, D-A-R-N-L-E-Y, V as in Vernon, B as in Brown, Darnley, V-B at Verizon.net. And like I said, we'll send some material out to you free of charge, no further obligation on your part whatsoever. You don't have to worry about us pressuring you to join our church or writing to you at some future date for money. We're not going to come to your house unannounced. We aren't going to sell your name and address for some of the group's mailing list. We aren't going to do any of those things. I promise you that. We're only going to continue to pray that you grow in your new life in Jesus Christ. And you can reach me, like I said, since the phones aren't working, you can call, you can write to me at Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. That's Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. Or you can email me at Darnley, D-A-R-N-L-E-Y, V as in Vernon, B as in Brown, Darnley, V-B, at Verizon.net. Or if you wish, you can call the office. No one's there right now, but you can call the office and leave your information, 781-648-5158, 781-648-5158. And we'll begin praying for you immediately, and then we'll send that material out to you, like I said, free of charge. No further obligation on your part whatsoever. You have my word on that. Okay, 716 here on WMFO in Medford. We're working around these phone problems. You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Touch Freeform Radio, streaming live on the internet, www.wmfo.org, and multicasting on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. And if you've given your life to Christ, He wants you to live a life, and He'll empower you to live a life that is sold out to Him. Bishop Hezekiah Walker and LFC here on Sounds of Praise.
Come on, make some noise here. Clap your hands, everybody. Come on. This song is to nations. This song is to the world. I'm sold out.
7:21 here on Sounds of Praise. We're going into the United Prayer and Praise segment of the ministry. We're going to be, like I said earlier in the program, our phones are not working. So therefore, we're going to have a general prayer for everyone out there. And we pray that God's going to minister in each and every life. Even though I may not know what your needs are, He knows. And so therefore, we're trusting Him to accomplish great and mighty things in the behalf of His people this day, as well as in the days which are ahead. Tremaine Hawkins and the late Mahalia Jackson, I found the answer. I learned to pray.
I found the answer.
Now let me tell you a story of someone sad and lonely. All their hopes were gone. Their days were long and dreary. They couldn't even carry on. But then they found the courage to keep their head up high. And you know what? Once again, they're happy. And here's the reason.
I found the answer. I learned to pray with faith to guide me. I found the way. The sun is shining for me today. In the darkness, I could not find the way. But then a light came shining to lead me from despair. All my sins forgiven, and I was free from care.
Passing your seatbelt. That's all you gotta say. Sometime in distress, when you can't pray a form of prayer, you can't find words to say, all you have to do is just look up and say, Jesus. There's something about that name. Call him long enough, something's gonna happen.
Here on Sounds of Praise, this is the United Prayer and Praise segment of the ministry, and even though our phones aren't working, we're praying anyway. God knows who you are, He knows where you are, He knows what's going on in your life, what your needs are, and we're praying that through the anointing of the Holy Spirit, He's going to minister in me, and then through me, and the many other Christians out there who are also praying that our needs might be met this day. Father, in the name of Jesus, we approach your throne with joy. We approach your throne with thanksgiving. We approach your throne with peace in our hearts and in our minds, because even though the enemy is working overtime and tempting to defeat us, and rob us of the benefits and blessings that you have for us. But we know that as we find our place of contentment in you, all that we need shall be provided. So even though the phones aren't working today, we couldn't hear from the many callers who might have wanted to call in with a prayer request. We know that you know who they are. We know that you know where they are. Most importantly, we know that you know what they need and that you're able to provide that right now in the name of Jesus. So we bring everyone who is on a bed of affliction, Lord, minister powerfully in their life right now. By the stripes of Jesus, we claim healing in each and every life so that those who the doctors can heal, what medicine and science can accomplish, we know that you, the healing Christ, paid the penalty in your own body for our healing. And so therefore, we claim it now on behalf of those who are laid aside on beds of affliction. Raise them up. And may they have a tremendous testimony of what you've accomplished in and through their lives is our prayer in Jesus' blessed name. Amen. And for the many, O Lord, who are having financial problems, we pray, O Lord, you would, first of all, give them your wisdom, give them knowledge, give them understanding, so they might be able to handle that which you've given to them already, and may they be sources of blessing as you multiply that which you provided for them, and may they not only use it wisely for their own needs, but may they find that they have sufficient needs, a sufficient ability to use that which you have provided for the needs of others, so that many might be blessed by that which you've accomplished in and through the lives of your people who love you and who desire to use every resource that you provided so that their lives might be sources of blessing. And we claim deliverance and blessing financially in the lives of many in Jesus' blessed name. Amen. And for those who may be shut in, those who are lonely, those who are in the hospital by themselves, nursing homes, assisted living places, wherever they are, Lord, we pray you administer right now by your Holy Spirit. May your presence lead and guide them right now. May they recognize that you're there. And by your presence, they can receive the benefits and blessings that you alone can give, so that no matter if no one enters their room or no one calls them on the phone, yet they have you. And because of your presence in and through their lives can be a blessing. They can be comforted. They can be strengthened. They can be anointed. They can be used by you to reach out into other lives so that they, through their prayers, whatever means you might give to them, might be a source of your blessing in the lives of many. And we pray, O God, you would minister powerfully in their behalf in Jesus' blessed name. Amen. And those who live in dangerous situations, Lord, you don't have to go into a war zone to be in a dangerous situation with the proliferation of guns and all sorts of weapons, Lord. All kinds of things are going on in the world. People are destroying each other with bombs and all kinds of evil things. But we pray, O God, you would be a shield around your people. We know, Almighty God, even in the life of your servant Job, the devil could not go any further than you would allow. And so we pray that same blessing, that same protection upon your people so that they might know that your deliverance is coming. And like Job, their latter end shall be greater than that which they had in the beginning. So we thank you, Almighty God, for ministering in every situation, ministering in people who are in positions of leadership, ministering, Lord, in areas where civil war and unrest is going on, minister in the areas where there's insufficient food and all kinds of things are taking place. But we know, Almighty God, you're the master of all situations, and we're trusting that you're going to work powerfully in the lives of your people and through your people. May your great testimony go forth as never before, as souls are won into the kingdom. And those who have recently come to know you, may they grow stronger in you as they recognize that by your grace they were saved, and you continue to provide the grace that they need to grow in you. And whatever we fail to pray about this morning, Lord, that where there's a need, we pray you would minister in those needs, because you are the omniscient Christ. You know all things. And we're thanking you in advance for working in the lives of people all around the world through the power of the Holy Spirit and your word is our prayer in Jesus' blessed name for your praise and for your glory. Amen, amen, and amen. It's 7:36 here on WMFO in Medford. I'm your host, evangelist, and pastor, teacher, Don Lee Vernon Brown, on this Sunday, May the 5th, 2019 edition of the Sounds of Praise Ministry, brought to you by the Christian Challenge Evangelistic Association of Medford, Massachusetts. I want to apologize once again for our phones not working, and hopefully as well I contact the technicians and whatnot, they'll get it fixed during the week, so the next Sunday you'll be able to call in with your prayer request or your praise report. Or, like I said, you can reach us on our off-air phone number, which is 781-648-5158. 781-648-5158. You can call. There's no one there, but you can leave a message. And as soon as we get your information, we'll begin praying for you immediately or praising God with you. And then I'll bring it to our very next Sounds of Praise ministry so that many Christians in our audience can also join in and lift up your requests before God's throne. The number again, 781-648-5158. Or you can email me at Darnley, D-A-R-N-L-E-Y, V as in Vernon, B as in Brown, Darnley, V-B, at Verizon.net. And as soon as I get your information, I'll begin praying for you immediately. Okay, so, praising God with you immediately. 7:38 here on Sounds of Praise. Hopefully you enjoyed the program thus far. I certainly enjoyed bringing it to you. And we got a few minutes more. So let's continue with more. I should go back and announce what we played. We heard a group called Young and Free with Alive. Travis Green followed with Without Your Love. Kim Person with Fresh Wind. Pastor Marvin Sapp, Erica Campbell, and Izzy Williams with You and Me Together. Pastor Donnie McClurkin, Pastor Marvin Sapp, and Israel Houghton with Come As You Are. Bishop Hezekiah Walker and LSC with Sold Out. Tremaine Hawkins and Mahalia Jackson with I Found the Answer. And Dorothy Norwood with Oh Jesus. 7:38 here on Sounds of Praise. Here is Israel Houghton, Jonathan McReynolds, and New Breed with Already Done.
To know if he said it. McReynolds.
Heaven fills the atmosphere.
I love this. Woo! It's our assignment to be a bridge. We're gonna do it tonight. Listen.
I have found a peace that plows on through the storm. I have found a joy that jumps over sadness.
Jumps over sadness.
Let me testify. I have found a love that lights up every room.
Lights.
Yeah.
And praise him a little bit again. Come on, sing, Tasha.
It's 7:55 here on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 on your FM dial, on the internet, www.wmfo.org, multicasting, and iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. I'm your host, evangelist, and pastor teacher, Donnelly Vernon Brown, on this Sunday, May the 5th, 2019 edition of the Sounds of Praise Ministry, brought to you by the Christian Challenge Evangelistic Association of Medford, Massachusetts. Time to put the wraps on this edition of Sounds of Praise. Hopefully you enjoyed the program today. I certainly enjoy bringing it to you. Next Sunday is Mother's Day. So we're going to have a special Mother's Day program. I believe it's going to be called Great Women of Gospel Music. So until then, it's your host, evangelist, and pastor teacher, Donnelly Vernon Brown, saying God bless. Have a fantastic day and week in the Lord. See you bright and early next Sunday morning at 5 a.m. when we do it all over again. And if by chance I can't see you here, I'm going to be looking for you over there. Remember, the blessings of God are still flowing. Luther Bonds and the Redbud Gospel Choir. And keep on blessing me.
Lord, you keep on blessing me.
You keep on blessing me.
Over and over.
Over and over again.
Lord, you keep on blessing me.
You keep on blessing me.
Over and over.
Over and over again.
You woke me up this morning, started me on my way. You gave me strength to make it, to make it through another day. You gave me eyes to see, you gave me a tongue to talk. I want to thank you, Jesus, for giving me the legs to walk. Lord, you keep on blessing me.
You keep on blessing me.
Over and over.
Over and over again.
You keep on blessing me.
You keep on blessing me.
Over and over.
Over and over again.
Lord, you keep on blessing me.